listening to Revive in 5 with me, your host, Tracy Fixon. I help others revive their spirits, elevate their minds, and energize their bodies. Revive in 5 is your burst of truth to help you make small, simple changes. It's time to revive your life. Hey everyone, it's Tracy. How are you doing today? We are going to switch gears a little bit. So the past few episodes, we've really been talking about how to build a foundation of reviving your spirit. How do we create a habit of getting into the Word, working on our relationship with God, just all of the things that we can really baby step our way into it. And even though the last tips have been really small, they're really powerful. And if you embrace them and just stick to it, like anything in life, really, if you stick to it, you are going to see something amazing happen. And what more amazing than the power of God working in your life? I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. But we are going to switch gears for the next few episodes. If you knew me at all, if you know me, you know I pretty much wing everything in life. Like there is no plan, I just go. I don't think a lot through. I just head down and go. But you would be so surprised if you saw my list of episodes I have for you. I think I have over 40 written out. And that's not even including the ones that I did last week or last time because those weren't even part of it. So this is just such a testament of what God's doing with this and the messages that we have coming out. But we're going to switch to mindset for a little bit because, well, number one, I need it. I feel like my mind's been through the ringer lately. The past year has been really hard in business growth and personal development and parenting and spousing. Is that a word? Spousing? Being married. and just everything. And just, I mean, I felt like this past year I was at this stage where I knew I was better. I knew I was more, but I was like stuck in this old version of myself. And I told a friend, I was like, I think I'm having an identity crisis. Like, what is wrong with me? Because I really am very grounded in who I am and what I bring to the table and what I can offer people in terms of encouragement. But sometimes I just, you know, and really it's the enemy attacking a lot too. And that tears you down and sneaks in ways that you are blindsided by. So we are going to switch into mindset and the verse that we are really going to focus on, because this is going to take us from mindset actually into energizing your body as well. It's in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. And this is just one of my favorites, and it is, it's a couple different versions. So the first version and the one I'm reading out of my Bible right now is, "For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control." So other versions would be like, "For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but rather power, love, and of sound mind." So whatever your version says or whatever you look up, it's all relatively saying the same thing. But I really want you to just pause for a minute here and let that wash over you. So when you are feeling completely defeated, completely worn out, completely like you're failing in absolutely everything in life, which you're not, trust me, you're not. We are so hard on ourselves. Let this verse wash over you. "For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice." He did not give you fear. Fear does not come from Him. Fear comes from the enemy. God gave us power, love, and self-control or sound mind. Think of that. Power, love, and self-control or sound mind, whichever one you like to say. So this is actually going to conclude this kickoff right now because we're already out of time. That's the beauty of going quickly. But for now, I really want you to open your Bible, look this verse up, and write it out. Let this truth speak to your heart. Let it speak to your heart, wash over your mind, highlight it, underline it, write it on note cards, stick it everywhere. You have power, love, and self-control. And guess what? That is God's gift to you. Isn't that amazing? With that, thank you for tuning in. We will talk to you again real soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If this message impacted you, I'd love to hear from you. Like it, comment, or share it with a friend. Take a screenshot, post it to social media, and tag me at Tracy Fixin, or use the hashtag #reviveinfive. And remember, it's never too late to revive your life.